for Ag Life, I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
We have great people.
That's Kevin Wolf, Director of Education at Riverview LLP. Kevin is based out of Morris, Minnesota, but Riverview runs beef and dairy farm operations in five states.
The beef operation started as a family farm back in the 70s when Leonard Wolf decided to start breeding limousine animals because he felt like they were going to really have a great future. They're just a heavily muscled beef animal with lower fat or marbling. And so he started breeding those back in the 70s and has really built a good genetic herd since then.
Today, the company is predominantly owned by Riverview employees after a partnership was formed between Wolf and Riverview in what started decades ago.
So the dairy farm started in the late 30s and was actually a crop and beef farm at that point. We didn't get into dairy there until 1995 when the beef market started sliding to the southwest. Packing plants in Minnesota were closing, and so the family then was looking for opportunity for some of their kids to come back to the farm. Otherwise, they would have to go somewhere else for a job. So started looking in different industries, poultry, swine, dairy, and felt like there was a lot of opportunity left in dairy. And so they got into dairy in 1995. The Wolf Limousine Farm was just 8 miles down the road, operating, as it always had as a genetic beef farm. Then when sexed semen technology came along probably 10 years ago, it kind of started we started breeding our cows on the dairy side to sexed semen. Well, we don't need 100% of replacements, so we started saying, how can we add more value to the calves that we're not going to use as replacement? And we started crossbreeding with limousine genetics from the Wolf farm. And so Wolf's already had the name in the industry. They already had a beef team, operating and functioning. And Riverview at that time was looking to get back into beef, and we were using Wolf genetics. And so we said, let's just bring these two farms together and move forward together and capture the synergies of putting it all together.
That's Kevin Wolf with Riverview LLP. Now with more cattle news on Ag Life, Patrick tells us about a cattleman who's been around the block, so to speak.
Yeah, Bill, sometimes it's a long and winding road before you get to your destination.
I was born and raised in Central Texas. We had cow-calf operation and sheep.
That's Jim McCann, a cow-calf operator in Southwest Missouri. He tells his story on how he got to Southwest Missouri, starting in Texas.
When I left there, I moved to Colorado with the intent of going to vet school at CSU.
But then things tend to happen.
I had married a gal from Arizona in that period of time. Her dad came to me and said, why don't you come work for me and I will pay you more than you'll get paid 20 years down the road as a vet.
Well, McCann didn't have to kick the boot in the dust and think too long before he made that decision.
I didn't follow a turnip truck, so yeah, I took the job. We ended up out in Arizona. We were here about 30 years. So I was on the ranch up in the northern part of the state, and we were doing backgrounding up there on government land with allotments and grazing allotments and all this kind of stuff. We were actually ranching 380 sections.
And that's very close to 400 square miles.
But it was getting to the point it wouldn't support one family because of all of the restrictions put on by the feds in one way or another. And I could see the handwriting on the wall. And so we started looking for a place to move to. I spent 5 years looking for a place in Missouri with a lot of research and finally ended up in Southwest Missouri because that's where the highest concentration of cow-calf operations are in the state.
That's Missouri cattleman Jim McCann. For Ag Life, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.